Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 6th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and of course our goal each weekday morning in preparing and sharing these messages, both verbally and on print, is to encourage and inform, and today's message especially, perhaps, to challenge. Let me point out it is a bit longer than usual, but it has a serious call for earnest followers of Christ, which we hope you all are. It's titled, Remember the Persecuted. The scripture text is a simple portion from Hebrews 13, verse 3.
Remember those in prison, as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering.
This coming Sunday is a day of prayer for the persecuted church. It's very difficult for many of us to identify with our persecuted brethren around the world. I've memorized the above scripture verse, and I earnestly desire that God would help me to live in prayerful remembrance of my persecuted brethren. Frankly, the Holy Spirit convicts me in this regard that I'm not more concerned and moved by their plight.
I'm thankful for prison ministries. We normally use that title to describe ministry to those in prison for crimes that they have committed. But Paul calls us to remember those in prison. And this is certainly not what the writer of Hebrews had in mind, I don't believe, in this reference. He is surely speaking to those who were imprisoned specifically due to their obedience to Jesus Christ. In many countries of the world, this is happening today. Scripturally, we are called to remember them.
We are also to remember those mistreated. Well, in my view, the New International Version uses far too mild a word here. The King James Version states for this word mistreated, suffer adversity. And the little Greek word kakuchao means torment. It is used only one other time in the entire New Testament, also in the book of Hebrews, referring to persecuted believers through the ages. In fact, let me read that entire portion and listen for the word tormented. It's Hebrews 11, 37 to 38. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth.
Imagine being with me in the early church when this portion of Scripture was read. Moments earlier, the pastor had read the warning from Scripture, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing." You intently listen as your pastor solemnly reads a letter from the esteemed apostle. You look around and note not only those who are present, but those who are missing. No, they're not at the game or the mall or sitting home reading the Sunday cartoons. They're not even sick. You look around and you see Mary with her children. Her husband is in prison for his faith. You look over and see John sitting there, whose tongue has been cut out, attempting to silence the gospel message that fell from his lips. James is missing, his whereabouts unknown, but many suspect that he was killed.
You really have no problem identifying with the missing, since you know you could be next. The cost of being a disciple of Jesus is very great. The sense of the call to remember is not that they had forgotten, but a solemn reminder of the cost of following Jesus. This is a present tense experience for many, by the way. I merely consider the brutal treatment of believers in places like Saudi Arabia, so many other places in the world, especially, quite frankly, and politically incorrectly, where the Muslim religion dominates.
One of the most gratifying aspects of our online writing ministry is the ability to share a message of hope and encouragement with those who are in spiritual isolation. We regularly get emails from people all over the world, but we especially recall a message from a believer living in one of the most notoriously oppressive countries of all. In his email, he shared how he had made a soundproof room so he could pray. Now, most of us cannot imagine living under such danger or confinement.
Today's encouragement is specifically prompted by concerns I've had for this Christian as well as other recipients. And just the fact, by the way, that I'm aware that Sunday is a day of prayer for the persecuted church. In some sense, I feel I now know some of these persecuted brethren, and that makes it perhaps a bit easier for our hearts to go out to their plight.
When the letter to the Hebrews was written, very likely the recipients actually knew someone under persecution. Perhaps they could put a family's face on the suffering, or even had suffered themselves. Very few of us today, or those of you listening to this scripture passage, can identify with the writer, but the early church sure did. Paul wrote many of his letters from prison. He recounts his sufferings in some detail in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The early church watched and cried as the budding preacher Stephen was stoned. They grieved when James was put to death with a sword. Persecution did not stop with the closing of the apostolic age. It actually intensified at times, and one of the most severe times was early in the 4th century. All throughout the church's history, our fellow believers have endured persecution. The 20th century is considered to be the most severe in terms of sheer numbers. And now, early into the 21st century, it seems that this persecution is intensifying even more.
Well, earnest follower of Christ, let us pray and let us remember. We're called to seek to identify with these believers, as I'm using a different version now, as bound with them and as being yourselves also in the body, or being mistreated or tormented. As I seek to identify, I consider the unwavering faith required if I were to face persecution and even execution as I persevere in my profession of faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord.
Let us pray together. Father, help us to be moved by the plight of those who are prepared to suffer and to even lay down their lives for the sake of Christ. It is easy to forget when we don't see them. We remember them in our prayers, though, and remember them as warriors of the faith, who for the joy set before them endured the suffering, shame, and agony of their tormentors. As they endured the humiliation, they also overcame by the blood of the Lamb. So many of them have received the crown of life in heaven that is rewarded to those who are martyred for their faith. On Coronation Day, when we all gather in heaven, we look forward to fellowship with these tried and true saints of our faith who did not give up meeting together to worship you. Keep us faithful when tested by fire, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, indeed, today's message is longer than usual, and it may seem like a less than encouraging message to hear today, but it is a much needed message, and after all, I'm merely being obedient and expounding on a scripture verse. We need to be reminded and shaken from our lethargy. Let's remember and pray. Today, this weekend, and the Lord's Day, of course, and I actually pray onward. Let us remember these dear brothers and sisters who deal with persecution. And God, help us to be truly moved by their plight. Their stories serve as examples to follow and empower us should we face similar circumstances. Bluntly, that may actually be sooner than we think. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, November 6th, 2009. We do not have any pictures related to today's topic. I suppose I could find some Christian art. I'm sure there are some photographs available of our brothers and sisters being tormented for their faith, but on a lighter note, we do have some photos taken from our peaceful part of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, yet remaining peaceful up to this time, including a stop yesterday to a country produce stand, a family-run stand. You may enjoy reading, looking at a couple pictures there. And then we have quite a number of resources related to the subject today. But the link to the website, The Voice of the Martyrs, probably the premier Christian ministry that speaks out for the suffering brethren of our time. We have a song, a link to a song by Selah. which I dedicate today, Selah, to all those suffering for their faith. It's titled Press On. Actually, also another brief video presentation I found regarding Christian martyrs, and then an audio or video of a song I've posted before on the site. You should really listen to this song. It's called 40 Brave Soldiers for Jesus. Also have his book today we recommend. Oh, there's, I guess I better stop right now, a couple of other points we make. Because it's a subject that really needs to be further studied and pondered upon. So today, let's remember to pray for our Christian brethren that are suffering for the cause of Christ, and let us also ourselves be prepared should that time of suffering come. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and encouraged.